Power, Pride, and Spirituality. Part 1. The Jungle. At first glance, power and fear appear to rule in nature. We call the lion king of the jungle because it can kill other big animals quickly, including us. Humans are ruled by fear of the lion. The adrenaline produced by awareness of a dangerous creature nearby prompts us to urgently flee or fight. Frightful stories about danger have dominated human conditioning and even dominate our entertainment. However, the rabbit has far surpassed the lion in the quest for survival. This fact has not been generally integrated into our psyches, except for those who have studied populations and the RK gene, and leaders like Louis Farrakhan, who advised gang rape as a strategy for world domination. Our limbic brain area still responds strongly to fear of lions, snakes, spiders, and trains speeding toward us. This fear reaction is good. It has helped us to survive. However, is all of life and the universe just like the jungle? Do power and fear rule everywhere in all matters? Do compassion, beauty, or justice ever prevail? People have taken the model of the jungle and applied it to human arenas, especially economy and politics, the tools of power in present human societies. As a result, the rule of the jungle has gained traction in human experience and memory. Fear of the lion, of anything that can and might devour us, remains the primary motivating factor in human awareness, despite our enormous advances in technology and actual survival. The philosophy in economic and political structures has thus become to gain power at any cost, control at any cost, profit at any cost. Bigger is better. The vast majority of positions in economic, legal, and political powerhouses are occupied by people who are predatory. These people are attracted to powerful positions, and many have little or no empathy. Entrepreneurs experience that 95% of people able to fund large projects take what is valuable from inventors and companies and use it to gain without duly compensating the creators or allowing the developers to work toward their visions. Because the power structures of the world operate on this model, anyone who wants to survive is prompted, tempted, or forced to adopt these strategies. Wealth and power are called success. People who are neither wealthy nor powerful usually have less self-confidence and lower status in society. People who are wealthy or powerful make the rules and pull the ropes to obtain more wealth and power. Those without wealth or power struggle, unless they have a particular skill or ability that the powerful want to use. The system is hopelessly rigged, run by the powerful who are not inclined to relinquish their power and have a vested interest in keeping the current system going. The divine right of kings and Chinese mandate of heaven claim that monarchs rule because God or gods directly gave or willed them the right to do so. Gods and goddesses have supernatural powers by definition. Throughout the ages, people have turned to the unseen to get what they want or need. Various genies and deities bring rain, a good harvest, victory in war, hailstorms on one's enemies, riches, knowledge, wisdom, or even liberation from the ups and downs of it all. People propitiate and are loyal to whichever one they believe is more powerful for their purposes. These beings are sometimes called spirits because most of us do not see them. People often associate spirituality with paranormal powers, the ability to see spirits, to foresee the future, to know what someone is thinking or what is happening at a distance, to move objects with one's mind alone, to appear instantly in another location, or to cause someone to become ill or die without any physical means. Such powers are obviously not always used for good purposes, so although they're unseen, they aren't spiritual in the sense of approaching goodness or divinity or God. When spirits or paranormal powers are used to bring about physical results, the system itself doesn't change at all. The power game is still in operation, modeling our idea of the jungle where we imagine that brute force and power rule all. However, brute force and power only rule in the short term. Lions can kill humans, but humans are more intelligent and creative. In nature, each creature takes what it needs. Animals kill to eat and attack when threatened. The system of power rules all is not natural. It does not accurately reflect the jungle. Humanity is naturally compassionate. Neanderthals cared for their sick and handicapped. Humans have a natural instinct to take care of their families and tribe members. They even care for animals, including those who are injured or orphaned. The vast majority of people are compassionate. People help one another by nature, especially in emergencies when it's most needed. Thousands have started grassroots organizations with a pure intent to help others. Millions sacrifice their time or donate to charities. The present power rules all system is not naturally human. It did not arise through a natural process of development.